Welcome to the Schwab Market Update Podcast, where each trading day we recap key market results and statistics.
I'm Keith Lansford, and here's a summary of what happened today, Tuesday, April 23rd. U.S. stocks extended an early week rally and ended with broad gains Tuesday after a round of strong earnings encouraged investors ahead of highly anticipated quarterly reports from major technology companies. The Dow Jones Industrial Average posted a two-week high, and the S&P 500 index hit its highest close in over a week. Shares of General Motors jumped 4.4%, and United Parcel Service added 2.4%, both propelled by firmer-than-expected quarterly results. Verizon Communications advanced almost 3% after reporting quarterly numbers, leading the Dow gainers. A parade of more big names follows soon after, including Tesla, expected to report results after Tuesday's close. Wednesday's calendar is led by Facebook parent Meta Platforms, while Alphabet and Microsoft follow Thursday. Stocks continue to bounce back from oversold conditions, helped by a modest decline in Treasury yields, said Nathan Peterson, Director of Derivatives Analysis at the Schwab Center for Financial Research. The market is still grappling with the implications of a higher-for-longer Fed rate policy stance and how that may impact the economy and stock valuations. Earnings will help dictate near-term price action, primarily the results expected this week from Meta, Microsoft, and Alphabet, Peterson added. Sentiment around the AI secular growth story has taken a hit following weak guidance out of ASML Holding, a poor post-earnings reaction out of Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing, and a sell-off in Supermicrocomputer. Sentiment could shift, however, if Meta, Microsoft, and Alphabet demonstrate growth and adoption of their respective AI offerings. Here's where the major benchmarks ended. The S&P 500 index rose 59.95 points, or 1.2%, to 5,070.55. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 263.71 points, or 0.7%, to 38,503.69, and the NASDAQ Composite surged 245.33 points, or 1.6%, to 15,696.64. The 10-year Treasury note yield decreased about 2 basis points to 4.602%, and the CBOE Volatility Index, or VIX, fell 1.25 to 15.69. Similar to Monday, chipmakers were among the market's strongest areas, carrying the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index to a 2.2% advance. Retailers and communication services shares were also strong. The Dow Jones Utility Index gained for the fifth straight day and ended at its highest level in over 3 months. And the Russell 2000 Index surged nearly 2%. As far as stocks on the move, Cleveland-Cliffs sank 11% after the steel producer's first quarter earnings and revenue fell short of expectations. Danaher advanced 7.2% after the life sciences company reported first quarter results that exceeded forecasts. GE Aerospace gained 8.3% after the aircraft supplier's first quarter earnings surpassed expectations. Global Life rallied 14% after the life insurer reported quarterly results that met expectations but also boosted its full-year profit guidance. JetBlue Airways plunged 19% after the carrier reduced its revenue forecasts for the current quarter and the full year, though the company's first quarter results largely met expectations. LKQ Corp tumbled 15% after the aftermarket auto parts distributor reported disappointing first quarter results. Nucor dropped 9% after the steelmaker's quarterly earnings and revenue missed forecasts. PepsiCo eased 3% despite the food and beverage company reporting better-than-expected quarterly results, and Spotify Technology rallied 11% after the streaming music company topped quarterly expectations. In addition to Meta, Wednesday's earnings slate includes Dow members Boeing and International Business Machines, along with AT&T, Boston Scientific, Chipotle Mexican Grill, Ford Motor, and ServiceNow. Economic numbers Tuesday included softer readings on manufacturing and services industries that contributed to weakness in Treasury yields. The S&P Global Flash U.S. Services PMI fell to 50.9 in April from 52.1 in March, the weakest since December, but still above the 50 threshold that signifies expansion. The index has reflected expansion for 15 consecutive months. U.S. business activity continued to increase in April, but the rate of expansion slowed amid signs of weaker demand, S&P Global said in a statement. The slowdown reflected reduced rates of growth and falling orders in both the manufacturing and services industries. S&P Global said its U.S. manufacturing PMI index fell to 49.9 in April from 51.9 in March. A number under 50 indicates contraction. Investors await several economic releases later this week that are sure to influence the market's longer-term outlook for Fed rate moves. The Commerce Department's March Personal Consumption Expenditures, or PCE, Price Index report, scheduled for Friday, may be the most highly anticipated report of the week. The PCE Price Index measures average prices related to U.S. domestic consumption and is considered the Federal Reserve's preferred gauge of inflation. Late Tuesday, traders priced nearly 100% odds the Fed funds target will remain unchanged at 5.25% to 5.5% following the Federal Open Market Committee's meeting April 30th and May 1st, according to the CME FedWatch tool. The indicator shows 81% odds the rate will be held unchanged following the FOMC's June 11th and 12th meeting, and a 54% chance for no change following the committee's July meeting.
This has been the Schwab Market Update Podcast. To stay informed, visit schwab.com/market update or follow the show for free in your favorite podcasting app. And if you like what you've heard, please consider leaving us a rating or a review. It really helps new listeners find the show. Join us for another update tomorrow. For important disclosures, see the show notes and schwab.com/market update podcast.